Welcome to an episode of the Business Upside Show. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Satyajit Chakrabarty. I am the president of Business Upside, and I present the Business Upside Show podcast to you. Today, the topic is a topic of entrepreneurial mindset. We'll discuss some basic aspects of having an entrepreneurial mindset and how it helps. What is an entrepreneurial mindset? It's a specific set of thought processes, belief systems, and knowledge spheres which determines entrepreneurial behavior. Theoretically, as mentioned in the book Entrepreneurial Cognition, Exploring the Mindset of Entrepreneurs, it is the understanding of opportunity identification process and represents one of the core intellectual questions of the domain of entrepreneurship. It's a way of thinking that empowers you to be decisive, overcome challenges, and accept responsibility for your actions. Furthermore, it can be defined as the constant urge of improving your skill set, continuous execution of ideas, and learning from the wrong moves. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to have an entrepreneurial mindset. You only need to have a collection of skills which drives such behavioral manifestation that determines success. Nowadays, it has equally become quite significant for young individuals to grow such a perception. Young minds are flexible, adaptable, and dynamic when it comes to novel ideas. How can you grow an entrepreneurial mindset? The idea of how is quite a debate. Numerous scholars and entrepreneurs are themselves confused as to how to answer this question. Some have held on to the orthodox idea of entrepreneurs are born with entrepreneurial skills, whereas some are more acceptable to the concept of self-made entrepreneurs through learning, training, and experience. So why is it so important to grow an entrepreneurial mindset? With the consistent advancements, young people need to grow the ability to determine opportunities and move towards them with confidence. Basically, it's all about the willingness to grow, develop, and improve in such respective spheres. As once stated by Socrates, the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Does it mean everybody has to be an entrepreneur? No, not at all. Growing an entrepreneurial cognition driven by entrepreneurial skills is necessary for every individual, regardless of their career context. You can develop such an attitude even if you are working for an employer, as a C-suite executive, or starting your own business. The skill set is what a young mind needs to be successful in the work concept. Essentially, an entrepreneurial mindset has become a life skill in today's world. The next question that comes, how do individuals with such an outlook act? Generally, it's the confidence that matters in addition to the ability to be successful, create optimistic influence, empower themselves to take charge of their own life. People with such a mindset have a future-oriented thought process with an intrinsic motivation to guide them in a more directed and action-oriented manner. On a basic level, they are resilient and they encourage critical thinking. So you might ask if it's hard to gain such an entrepreneurial skill set. An entrepreneurial mindset is often attained covertly without conscious awareness or effort. Thus, it can easily be enhanced via experiences and exposures in any given context that demands the same. These entrepreneurial skills can be easily acquired or nurtured when you read success strategies of leading entrepreneurs deal with challenges with various approaches, keep a dynamic vision, and create values with a positive impact. Also, acknowledge creativity and curiosity in all aspects of life. A shortcut answer to the question about characteristics of an individual with an entrepreneurial perception is quite simple. Firstly, decisiveness is an important factor that identifies the entrepreneurship ability of an individual. Start by making a small decision, such as deciding on two food items, for example, salad or sandwich. Nurturing the decision-making ability with the help of such small situations can also boost courage to make bigger ones. Secondly, confidence. Have you heard the popular saying, "Fake it until you make it"? Well, it's a secret trick used by many famous personalities to build confidence. When you start pretending that you exactly know what you're doing and think it's the right decision, it can contribute to building confidence gradually. It's all about presenting a shifted reality to your mind to make it your own reality. We oftentimes notice that when we try to make a habit, we continue that routine persistently for a period of 21 days. This is just a trick to manipulate your mind. Continuous input of a thought process can change the functionality pattern of your mind, tricking it to think of the new thought as your reality. The same thing happens here too. Thirdly, holding accountability for your actions. Decisions and actions might go wrong, and it also comes with certain consequences. So you need to accept and internalize the fact that you are responsible for anything that goes wrong under your supervision or due to your decisions, and not give excuses or blame other variables. Fourthly, being resilient is key. Learning to accept failures. I'm sure you've heard the famous trial and error method. When you try something, only then do your actions become vulnerable to failures. So it's necessary to perceive these failures as a positive learning opportunity, than an inhibition to your progress. This mindset shift requires resilience and acts as a foundation for entrepreneurial mentality. Entrepreneurs accept the idea that failures may happen, but they fail forward by learning from their experiences. They are willing to take the risks involved and use the same mindset that brought them to their first venture to work on another and another and many more, explains University of Arizona Global Campus Associate Professor Deborah Reisert. Remember, the only individuals who don't make mistakes are the ones who don't do anything. So making mistakes is absolutely fine. The more mistakes you make and more failures you face, the more you learn. Malcolm Forbes says, every failure is a step to success. And lastly, but not the least, humility is required of any entrepreneur and entrepreneurial mindset. The quality of being modest or humble is the freedom from arrogance and pride. This character binds all entrepreneurial characters together by keeping you centered and focused. Humility is a factor of growth mentality. According to the book Entrepreneurship, Practice and Mindset, in a growth mindset, people believe that their abilities can be developed through dedication, effort, and hard work. They think brains and talent are not only the keys to lifelong success, but merely the starting point. They are eager to enhance their qualities through lifelong learning, training, and practice. Now let's go to some terms that are related to entrepreneurial cognition. First one is prior knowledge and entrepreneurial cognition. As per the book, Entrepreneurial Cognition, Exploring the Mindset of Entrepreneurs, prior knowledge, which denotes the unique information a person has on a particular topic, enables that person to recognize particular opportunities. Second one is motivation and entrepreneurial mindset. According to the book Entrepreneurial Cognition, Exploring the Mindset of Entrepreneurs, researchers have identified motivation, the behavior triggering force, which directs behavior and increases persistence with a course of action, as an important antecedent of opportunity identification. Third point is transient attention and entrepreneurial perception. As referenced from the book, Entrepreneurial Cognition, Exploring the Mindset of Entrepreneurs, how managers allocate attention guides their engagement with the firm's external context to identify changes that represent entrepreneurial opportunities. And the fourth point is emotion and entrepreneurial outlook. Individuals develop a passion for their work when they value their work highly, like performing work-related activities and do so regularly, thus leading them to incorporate work into their personal identity. With this being said, I'd like to clear out on two major misconceptions regarding the subject of entrepreneurship mindset. Number one, entrepreneurs are not at all born hustlers. They nurture growth to become successful ones. So you can easily learn or enhance your entrepreneurial skills. According to the book, The Entrepreneurship Mind, 100 Essential Beliefs, Characteristics and Habits of Elite Entrepreneurs, the idea that entrepreneurs are born, not made, is ridiculous. Contrary to what many erroneously believe, entrepreneurship can be taught and learned. The fact that over 600,000 college students were enrolled in some sort of entrepreneurship curriculum in 2011, up from less than 1% of that amount a decade ago, is a testament to the growing belief that entrepreneurship has a respectable place in academia. As explained in the book, Entrepreneurship, Practice and Mindset, many successful entrepreneurs appear to be very smart. But rather than being born with high intelligence, it is often the way they use their intelligence that counts. Moreover, if you want to do a business, you don't need to have extraordinary or revolutionary idea to achieve success. Even a mundane idea can be molded into a unique one with individuals' own ability to strategize. To conclude, let us discuss the benefits of having an entrepreneurial mindset. Having such an outlook gives you a go-getter attitude, that is, you just quickly identify solutions to problems and possess strong intuition whether it's wrong or right. Next point is entrepreneurial cognition eases your understanding of the significance of planning. Planning ahead and being able to foresee potential threats and challenges becomes your innate ability. Third point is, you become more open to challenges and are not afraid to experiment with your ideas and decisions. Yes, being accountable is no more your problem. Fourth, consistent nurturing of your creative mind to apply in your work concept improves your creativity, and you also understand the importance of creating values for your consumers to sell your services. As per Steve Jobs, my guru, Creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little guilty because they didn't really do it, they just saw something. It seemed obvious to them after a while. That's because they were able to connect experiences they've had and synthesize new things. That's it for today. Thank you, listeners, for listening to my podcast. We will soon come up with other exciting and information business topics. Have a great day. Bye.